Tonight, Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland take over the Danny Kaye Show with the music of Axel Stordahl and his orchestra. And here's Frank Sinatra giving his own salute to his co-star of the evening.
If her voice can bring every hope of the spring, that's Judy, my Judy. If her eyes say yes, but you're wrong in your guess, that's Judy, my Judy. If you hear her call in a soft southern drawl, hi, stranger, that's danger. If you're smart, watch your heart. She'll upset most any fellow's apple cart. In 100 ways, you'll be shouting her praise. She'll let you, she'll get you. When she sees you fall, she will tell you that's all you are, you wretcher. You betcha. Then you'll know all the heartaches of a fool just like me. If she seems a saint and you find that she ain't, that's Judy, sure as you're born.
Judy, gee, that's a swell song. But no song could be as swell as Judy Garland.
Oh, as swell as Judy Garland? Oh, you're kidding.
Well, as I live and breathe.
Live and breathe? Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the great Garland herself. Good evening, Judith. And welcome to what is this show?
This is a Danny Kaye Show. Without Danny Kaye, you heard what the man said. Danny Kaye's overseas.
Thanks. But, Judy, there's just one thing I'd like to know.
What's that?
Who is Danny Kaye?
Frank. Danny Kaye is one of the greatest entertainers of our generation. He has everything. Charm, culture, male beauty, and a voice as smooth as peach fuzz.
Charm, culture, beauty, a voice as smooth as peach fuzz. Who does this Kaye think he is? Jimmy Durante?
Oh, no.
But enough of this nonsense, Judith. Do you feel like singing?
Well, written here is the word yes.
Thank you, Judith.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? Many roses are sprinkled with dew. How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? Cry. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel to be where you are? From here to a star, and if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean?
Well, Judy, I think I'll hitch you up to a duet and have you pull the load while I sort of ride along.
Oh, well, now, Franklin, a great big brawny brute like you wouldn't make a tiny little thing like me. Wouldn't make a tiny little thing like me do all the work. You got to step up and carry your hat for this.
Yes, ma'am.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that.
If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't big, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not my brother.
Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other?
Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go.
If it ain't yes, it's no.
Gotta be this or that.
I am so thin, I bend.
Why don't you eat, my friend?
'Cause my career would end.
Gotta be this or that.
Crosby is great.
So true.
But I can boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, but it don't look good on you.
Gotta be this or that.
In Anchors Away, was I okay?
I just adore Gene Kelly.
Thank you a lot.
When I croon, don't you swoon.
I only swoon for Minnelli. Now really, Frank, you're fine.
Thanks for the charm and line.
Thank you, Judy, and don't stray, hey. We've got a big corn-fed horse opera coming up. Well, Axel Stordahl, let me see, you've been with me for years. You've done my arrangements, you've done all my recordings, and you've been a good and true and loyal friend, Axel. And I'm going to reward you for your loyalty. Here's 2 minutes of the show, your very own. Fill them up, Axe, and get mighty, old man. Mighty unusual, Axel. Wonderful and smooth, too. Well, friends, the music of the old masters like the Mississippi rolls on forever and ever. Take Chopin, for instance. The music he wrote is going to last a lot longer than your meat points. You and I came along too late to meet the great Chopin, but not too late to enjoy his music. Yes, sir, this is a genuine 19th century Chopin we're hauling out here right now, and the inscription beneath it goes something like this.
Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you. With every passing day, till the well runs dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you, to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you, to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love. Till the end of time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, against the advice of our attorneys, we are co-starring Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra in a minute musicale entitled My Romance. My Romance is the true story of Frank and Judy's love affair. True, with one notable exception. It's entirely fictitious, and any resemblance to actual persons living or otherwise is purely co-educational. The year is 1995. Frank and Judy sit quietly on the front porch of their little 64-room mansion. 50 years have not dimmed the love light in their eyes. It shines through their bifocals with all the brilliance of a Hollywood supermarket opening. The evening is soft and warm. The gentle breeze heavy with the fragrant perfume of the Long Beach oil wells. A night for reminiscing. A night when memory and romance dance cheek to cheek.
Dear old girl, the robins sing above you. Dear girl, they know how much I love you.
My goodness, Franklin, your voice didn't do that 50 years ago.
Well, Judith, a young fella's voice has got to change sooner or later. Just think, Judith, old girl, we've been together 50 years. 50 years so full of fond memories.
Ah, yes. Remember the night we met over 50 years ago? You were coming out of the automat. In fact, you were just coming out of the string bean plot.
Yes, how well I remember. You know, I guess I was kind of thin at that. Anyhow, I remember that people used to kid me because I only weighed 140 pounds.
Oh, you look so different now, darling, now that you weigh 141.
Yep. What a difference a pound makes. 16 little ounces.
Well, it was love at first sight. I remember whispering, you'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice in the fire. Oh, but darling, I never told you this. When you started taking me out, I was so embarrassed.
Embarrassed, Judith?
Yes. People would point at us and say, he ain't got no body, and that's good enough for her.
Judith, old girl, if your memory is that vivid, you must remember that night 50 years ago when we parked and I whispered those words to you.
What night and what words?
Surely, Judith, you remember the night... The night I said I love you. Why, I'll even bet you remember where we parked.
Well, Franklin, I not only remember where we parked, I remember the 1,700 girls who were parked on your running board.
Well, you never had any reason to worry about those girls. But you know, Judith, dear, there was a time when I worried about you.
Worried? About me? Oh, why, Franklin.
Don't why Franklin me, darling. How about that night in 1944 when you pulled in at 3 a.m. singing, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day?
Oh, well, that was just something I picked up at the Del Mar racetrack. Just something I picked up at the Del Mar racetrack.
But Judith, my dear... Judith, darling, honest, I really can't blame you. He was a mighty fine man, by George. And what a big hit he was during the war.
Well, so I hear. They say he was a sensation singing, Mademoiselle from Armentieres, parlez-vous. Mademoiselle from Armentieres, parlez-vous.
Yes, yes. And they say he was also a very big smash in the Second War. And yes. Judith.
Yes, Franklin?
I saw the old boy today.
You saw him?
Yes.
What's he doing?
He's singing in the gold room at the farmer's market. There's a new quartet they have. They call themselves the Rhythm Boys of 1995. Bing, Bob, Everett, and the Atomic Bomb Kid, Larry.
Still keeping in the family, I see.
Naturally.
What kind of stuff is he singing? That new boo 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 business?
Oh, no, never. He's doing mostly revivals like, Tour-a-lure-a-lure-a, Tour-a-lure-a-lure.
Well, that's real pretty. You know, Franklin, sometimes I wish you'd kept up with your singing. You were such a promising young singer.
So was that Perry Como fellow.
Yes, but he didn't make me half as many promises as you did. But honestly, if I live another 50 years, I'll never forget that night in the Hollywood Bowl when you got up before a handful of your friends.
What do you mean, a handful of my friends? My dear, there were 25,000 people in the bowl that night.
Well, naturally. Crosby had promised to sing his theme song all the way through.
I know
but
what you mean.
Franklin, I was so proud when you got up and sang that cute little old song like this. There are many charms about you.
Oh, Judy!
I want my arms about you.
Tell me honestly, Judith, dear, is that the way I sounded?
That's just the way you sounded.
Gadzooks. I wasn't as bad as some folks said I was. And Judy, old girl, you aren't so bad yourself, especially in that wonderful picture, Meet Me in St. Louis. Why, you were as cute as a bug's ear when you got up and sang, clang, clang, clang with the trolley, ding, ding, ding with the bell.
Oh, well, you're just being sweet to me, Franklin. My singing didn't begin to have that much oomph.
Say, Judith, darling, I've just got an idea. Nobody can hear us out here on the porch. Do you suppose maybe perhaps just for old time's sake we could kind of top off our memories with a song, maybe like we used to do it back in 1945, hey, maybe?
Well, you think you should, Franklin? It's pretty strenuous work, you know.
Well, I'll be all right. Here, I'll lean on your shoulder. It'll be okay.
All right. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
No month of May, no twinkling star, no hideaway, no soft guitar.
My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain.
Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain,
nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain.
Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic.
Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Dancing, imagine dancing. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me, I look at you. Young and free, and suddenly it's spring.
The Armed Forces Radio Set.
In your heart, wishing on a star, never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade